a chat to Ralph Zito, who actually bred Mystic Journey and ended up selling this superstar for just $11,000. How are you, Ralph?
I'm very good, thank you, Michael.
Congratulations on breeding her, but when you look back on her right now and she's got a bank balance of $3.2 million, you sold her for $11,000, is there any tinge of pain?
Oh, but of course there is, but let me assure you that being a breeder since 1995 and having bred three generations of this family, obviously I would have loved to have had both, but if given the choice between the two, I'm absolutely 100% confident I would have opted to be the breeder, because I've heard Rick Jamieson say this previously, that the satisfaction is immeasurable and, in fact, it's eternal. That's the fact of actually having bred a Group 1 winner who's the rising star of Australian racing and who looks like she's ready to take the mantle of the greatest racehorse we've had in the country for, well, generations, is really absolutely overwhelming. And I'm completely overwhelmed with joy because it's a confirmation of her pedigree. She's performing exactly as her pedigree demands. There's nothing freakish about her. Well, there is freakish ability. She's not a freak. She's performing exactly to her pedigree. And the confirmation of that is that, I'm not sure if you mentioned it, if Wayne mentioned it in his discussion, I compliment Wayne because he's the rabbit's foot that's made the thing possible, to be honest. I'm not confident that if she'd stayed in any other circumstance that she would have risen quite as quickly and quite as meteorically as she has. So, look, the bottom line is that I'm overwhelmed, and all the breeders in the country that have been contacting me in the last 2 weeks have made myself and my breeding partners very, very proud and very, very happy people.
Well, it is a good Victorian connection here as well, because you obviously have the Damn White Gold and you're a Victorian breeder. Tell us you decided on the cross and the breeding partnership that has produced Mystic Journey needs further out of White Gold.
Well, look, you know, we actually sent White Gold down to Tasmania because Armadale Stud had a stallion down there called Savoir Vivre, and I noticed he was winning. He had a fabulous pedigree, and he was producing two-year-olds, which he wasn't entitled to. And when I looked more deeply at his pedigree, I looked at his dam line in particular. You know, his dam was also sharp, the Triple Crown winning first Group 1 winner of Sheikh Mohammed, and a great granddaughter of Melindy, who's a full sister to the champion stallion of the world, Nasrallah. And I thought, my goodness, what a pedigree. So I did the mating, because we do 8-generation and 12-generation analyses, and she was perfect for White Gold, and the outcome was Oso Gold. Now, this is not a coincidence, but Oso Gold has produced, has also been to Needs Further, as has White Gold. And guess what? There's a horse in Tasmania trained by Adam Trinder, Mystical Pursuit, four starts, four wins, two stakes wins. She's actually one race ahead of Mystic Journey. So I think it's just confirmation that, look, appropriate and proper mating of and genetic affinity is the underlying core attribute of success. We've been involved for 25 years. We've had disproportionate success, and I think using those principles and sticking to them has been the mainstay of the success that we have had.
Well, thanks to you, Ralph. The racing world is certainly going to know a hell of a lot more about White Gold, Needs Further, and the whole Mystic Journey family as well, because, as you said, she is on the verge of becoming the next superstar of Australian racing, and we'll certainly get to know more about yourself as well. I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat today. We'll do it in more detail, too, in months to come, no doubt, because you've got a fascinating background, a pathologist and an olive oil producer, and now also the breeder of one of the best horses in Australia. Congratulations, Ralph.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful, Michael. And let me also add that it's important for Tasmania that people on the mainland realise that if they make their mares appropriately, which we always like to do, there is fantastic genetic material available in Tasmania that they can utilise. I'm a Victorian through and through, and my heart is always in Victoria, but we've got six mares at the moment, and four of them have gone to Victorian stallions. One's gone, five to Victorian stallions, and one's gone to New South Wales. based on their best matings. And I think that if all small breeders are dependent on that, and it's what gives us our edge over the larger commercial institutions through the country. It's fantastic. Thank you very much.
Well done again. Ralph Zito, the breeder there of Mystic Journey. Time for the news. On the other side, it is The Verdict. Matty Stewart and Mickey Lynch dissecting a huge weekend, not just the All-Star Mile, the whole card at Flemington and also Sydney in the build-up to the Golden Slipper. What will the big wet do and how will it affect that great race day?